Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week we're looking at knowing what's right for you. Do you just trust a doctor what they say? What happens when a doctor's suggesting one course of action but something inside of you is just not comfortable with that? Maybe you think you need something different. What do you do about that? Do you trust a doctor? Do you trust what's within you? How do you know what the right thing for you is? Well, let's dive in and find out. Remember to subscribe to get updates of future episodes. And please do rate the podcast to help other people find it to share the love. It also helps me know people out there enjoying it. Loving you. Back at our fertility journey, I think the thing that made the biggest difference for us, that ultimately led to us having our son against all odds, was my wife trusting her instinct. She'd been diagnosed with PCOS and was just on stronger and stronger medication to maintain and manage the symptoms, and we're told that chances of us having a baby just not going to happen, just wasn't going to happen. This is even before I had my test result, which was disastrous. So even just with my wife's PCOS diagnosis, we were told it just wasn't going to happen. But she was fed up with just taking more and more drugs just to manage the symptoms. In her heart of hearts, in her instinct was saying there must be a more holistic, healthy way of dealing with this. At the time, we never believed maybe it could get her to a full healthy cycle, but she really wanted to pursue what was possible for a more healthy way. And our GP, our family doctor, was just very much against it. She had a very strong opinion. And it was almost, if you go down this route, don't come crying back to me. But I'm so glad we didn't listen to her. I'm so glad my wife trusted her instinct. Because one thing led to another, and it eventually led us to meeting a gynecologist across the bridge between traditional and Chinese medicine, who treated the body as a whole system, mind, body and spirit. He wanted to know she was getting psychological support as well as him looking at the physical support. And it led to her actually, against all odds, against traditional medicine would say, having a full healthy cycle, when in some sense she'd been written off by doctors saying it just wasn't going to happen. So when do you trust what a doctor says, and when do you trust the little voice within you is saying? And it's the same with my clients. It often comes up where a doctor's saying one thing and just something doesn't sit right with the client. And I'd say, at the end of the day, no one knows your body better than you. And sometimes we forget that doctors are just humans. Don't get me wrong, I love a lot of doctors, and I work with some fantastic gynecologists who I completely trust. But doctors are great at diagnosis. They can tell you what's happening in your body at the point of testing. They're not great at prognosis, because no one can predict the future. And they tell you what's best from their perspective, from their model of the world, from their experience, from the way they see it. And as you know, if you go see a different doctor, you might get a different answer. You can see five doctors and get five different recommendations. So how do you trust what's right for you? Well, I'd say our wisdom, our instinct. We call it your body wisdom, your gut instinct, the little voice within. Our instinct, our intuition includes our life experience, our knowledge, our intellect. And it gets filtered through and something deeper guides us. So, another thing about fertility is we often forget it's actually quite an immature science. Compared to a lot of areas of science, it's very young. That's what I mean by immature. It hasn't been around that long. And I say, I mean, work with some great doctors, and I once went to the British Fertility Society conference when it was full of gynecologists and embryologists. I was there to present a paper on patient support, and I stayed for the full 3 days just to immerse myself and meet up with people and have a lot of conversations and just connect with some people I've met previously, but just interested to know what they were talking about. It's like a glimpse into the whole medical world I wouldn't often get an opportunity to see in some sense. And one of the things I really took away, because most of it went straight over my head, using a lot of words I don't understand. But the real sense I got was, they still don't really know. They're still investigating, researching what the right thing to do is, where the best, what is the best day to transfer an embryo after IVF? Is it day 3, day 5, day 1, day 10? They just don't know. And obviously it can be very case dependent. So it's recognizing actually there's a lot of unknowns. Doctors don't know everything. One gynecologist I know, he says that fertility is an art as well as a science. If it was 100% science, then IVF would be a 95-98% success rate. He calls it an art as well as a science. He said on paper you could have a couple that have no reason why they shouldn't get pregnant, and they don't. You have another couple on paper, there's every reason why it's never going to happen, and it does happen. And I talked to an embryologist, and she says she thinks things are happening at subcellular level that they just don't understand. So the doctors don't have all the answers. Yes, you need to listen to the doctor, but then filter it through your own system, your own body wisdom, your own intuition. But how can you know what your intuition is saying? How do you know which voice to trust? All I'd say is that our innate wisdom has a different characteristic to fearful based thinking. I think we have two guidance mechanisms within us. One is the outside in, I'm okay if, I'm okay when type fearful thinking. It's based on fear, it's based on protection. The other is our innate wisdom, our soul. It's based on love and growth. In fact, cells are in one or two states. Biological cells, one or two states, they're either in growth and multiplying, or if there's a threat in the environment, they go into protection mode. Now, sometimes protection is required, but obviously growth is preferred. So I would say our wisdom feels like growth. Sometimes that feels scary. Sometimes it means coming out of our comfort zone. And sometimes, a lot of times, I think people say they don't know what to do. Well, they do know, but perhaps they don't like the answer. So some characteristics of our innate wisdom, this sense of growth. I think one is the still soft voice within. Our innate wisdom is quiet. It's like a still, soft flute playing in the background. It's always there. But often we just don't hear it. Because the brass band of fearful thinking, insecure thinking in our head drowns it out. So this voice or wisdom is quiet. But it's also clear. When you hear it, it's really quite clear. But often what happens, we hear it, but then our thinking kicks in. So who are you to do that? You can't possibly do that. All the fear kicks in that drowns it out. Because that fear is scared, you won't listen to it. Our fearful thinking, the fearful part of us really believes its heart's in the right place. Its heart is in the right place, but it really believes it knows what you need to be safe, to be secure. It's doing everything you can to stop feeling uncomfortable. Fear of failure means you won't put yourself in a position where you might fail, so you play small. But that actually doesn't help. It might feel comfortable in the short term, but it feels uncomfortable in the long term. So that still, soft flute is quiet, but it's clear. When we hear it, it's quite clear. It's kind. There's a kindness to it. It's love. Love in its purest form. It doesn't try to bully you or make you feel uncomfortable. Sometimes it doesn't feel good because it's coming out of our comfort zone. There's a kindness to it. Another thing about it is it often doesn't come with strong emotion. Yeah, there might be fear, but an uncomfortable feeling of coming out of your comfort zone or trusting your innate wisdom, which you may not normally do, but it isn't a strong emotion. There's almost an innate knowing it's the right thing. There's a deeper sense of peace grounded in that. Peace that, yes, this is the right thing for me. But the emotion, the fear, often drowns that out. But that fear, the habitual fear, the emotion often in our head, the thoughts in our head that come alive into our nervous system, they often drown it out. They're often a stronger emotion. See, an emotion is telling you you're not being present. Your wisdom's in this moment. That's why I like sometimes use the word body wisdom, because it's in your body. It's your body and your mind or one system there come alive in this moment. A strong emotion is telling you you're not being present. You're caught into a story about the past or the future. So if you've got a strong emotion, you can't hear that wisdom. You can't hear your soul. And following our soul or following our wisdom can be like driving in a really thick fog. It's just one breadcrumb at a time. Nothing can predict the future, not even your thinking. But it's just a sense of knowing what's right for you in this moment as the next step and the next step. And you can't join the dots moving forward. You can only join them looking back, as Steve Jobs once famously said. It's okay to take what you hear from doctors and filter it through your own wisdom. You know what's best for you. You have this innate wisdom within you. It may be drowned out by your habitual noise in your head, but in the moments of quiet, it's there. Loving you.